It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, Swap Shop is here. I really like that little ditty that he sings before my show. You are listening to Swap Shop, and this is Glenn Coble. We run this every Thursday from about 12:10, 12:15 until about 1 o'clock. We try to get rid of your tchotchkes or all your good stuff. We'll try to do it again today. But don't forget, you've got to call 740-383-9944. Let me give you that again. 740-383-WWGH on your dial, 9944. So give us a call. If you got something to sell, we'd love to sell it for you here on Swap Shop. We keep toying with the idea of adding another day, but we've got to have some listeners to add another day. We've been running right around 7 to 10 calls per show. That's not bad. I don't mind doing that, and we're having a good time. We have a lot of things that we've sold, all the way from we've given away free puppies and free kitties. We've sold couches, what other things? Power drink. We've done all sorts of things over the last, I think we've been going 6 weeks now. We would love to have more people call, but we will take whatever we get. And what I'm doing today, if you're not ready to give us a call, I wanted to also tell you, we now have an address that you can mail a Swap Shop item to, and title it. Let's see, how will we do this? The letter should go to WWGH Swap Shop, and on the second line, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me give you that again so that you can send in, put it on a 3x5 card or a little postcard. You can write me a letter and put it in a regular envelope if you'd like to. WWGH Swap Shop, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Love to hear from you. You can even send us a little note if you want to, and tell us what you like about it, what you'd rather we do. I know a lot of people have told me that they'd like to have more days, but you know, we got to have proof of the pudding. We've got to have some people contact us, so far we've just been running about the same. So around 7 to 10 phone calls a day, and that doesn't really inspire anybody to do a second day. We also know that in the middle of a deep freeze like we're in now, it's warming up, though. It just got above freezing. It was up to 34 degrees last time I checked. But in the middle of snow and bad inclement weather, it's kind of tough to get fired up to go out and buy anything. So I guess there are people that are saying to themselves, well, nobody will want to come over to my house today and pick up my tchotchke. It's too cold. and they might be right. Yesterday, when I came into work for my show, which is called A Progressive Life on Wednesdays, when I came into work, I looked at my thermometer, and it told me it was 6 degrees, and that wasn't wind chill. It was just flat out 6 degrees when I came in. Now, I come in a couple hours before my show, so I was here kind of helping out with Charlie's show. I guess I engineers parts of it. So I come in around 10 o'clock, and it was 6 degrees. That's just too, excuse me, I got a hiccup in the middle of that that discussion. It was 6 degrees, and I was not a happy camper. Today, we are. I pulled up a site that tells me some of the interesting things around the world through Good Housekeeping. Did you know that the largest just stop and think. What do you think the largest living organism is? In the world, and this is a complete organism. The largest living organism is an aspen grove. It's a group genetically identical quaking aspens, and it's in Utah, it's they're all interconnected by their root system. So if you dig down to their roots, you'll find it's connected to the next aspen, which is connected to the next aspen, which makes it the largest known living organism in the world. It's estimated 80,000 years old, and it takes up more than 100 acres. 80,000 years old. There, yeah, I know there are some people that don't believe the world's been around that long, but I'm not quite sure how they determined it was 80,000 years old, but I doubt that you can cut down an aspen tree and count the rings to 80,000. I don't know how they do that. Maybe we'll get somebody on like Charles with the tall grass trail and ask him, how do they know that? All right. Excuse me. You're listening to Swap Shop. And my voice is still doing the same old thing. After I start talking for a while, it tries to close up my throat. Anyway, you're listening to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble. Phone number is 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. We are going to make it available to people who want to write in and just send your card to WWGH Swap Shop. And the address is 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. It was kind of interesting. We didn't know we had a mailing address until today, when the mailman actually came in and dropped off some mail to us, which is either the first or second time we've ever had mail here. I think the first time was yesterday, and all of a sudden we're looking at each other and saying, we can actually get mail here? Well, yes, you can. And the postman was very nice and told us what our address was and how we could get mail here. So we'd love to have we'd love to hear from you. Did Neil Armstrong, this is another interesting note. Neil Armstrong claims he did not say that's one small step for man. He insists what he actually says, that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. That's the only way the statement makes sense, he says. Okay. he said, that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. I think it makes sense the other way as well. The way that it's been reported that he said, that's one small step for man. it's more philosophical, the way he really said it. and an interesting tidbit of information. We're going to have those today, and if I don't get phone callers, we're going to go through a lot of these. Don't forget, give us a call at Swap Shop if you have something to sell. We prefer not selling. We would rather not sell things that require registration. If you have a gun or you have a car or you have a boat, things that are required to be registered, we are not going to take those. Free puppy dogs, free kittens, chairs, tables, hockey tables. We had a hockey table a couple of weeks ago. It was a combination of hockey and all sorts of things. Well, there's our first caller, and we'll go over to the phone and see who's here. You're on the air. How can I help you? Hey, it must be Bob, right?
Yeah.
Now, have you gotten rid of all the kittens yet?
No, that was my last try.
Okay.
I got two kittens and a mama yet.
Okay, two kittens and their mama.
Yeah, one kitten is black and white, and the other one's all black, and their mama is calico.
Okay, calico.
Yep.
I don't know how to spell it, but it's close enough, and we're
going to... Yeah. Well, we had a couple of people thought they were interested, and then they never showed up.
Well, you did get rid of that power drink, though, right?
Oh, yeah, I got rid of that.
All right, excellent. Yeah. What's your phone number again, Bob?
740-244-5174.
And those are free, right? The kittens are free?
They're free.
All right. Well, I hope we get rid of them today. It's warming up a little bit. So.
Yeah, this is going to be the last call for them.
All right. Thanks a lot, right, Bob. Appreciate the call. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. All right. That's the last call. Last week, Bob called in, and he said last week was going to be his last call, and then he was going to take them to some sort of pound or something like that, and he must have gotten soft-hearted on us. Let's get those kittens a new home, folks. Give him a call, 740-244-5174 for those two kittens. He's got one that's black and white, one that's black, and the mama is calico, and he'd like to get rid of all three of them to a good home. Let's get them into a good home. It'd be a great thing for Thanksgiving and Christmas, the holiday season, have a little kitty running around. I would like to have one, but I have a little doggy that might not like little kittens. So if you're interested in selling something or giving something away, as the last caller did, call us at 740-383-9944. Okay, let's go back and see if we have any other interesting facts that we can give you. And my phone died on me, so I have to charge her back up. All right. Do you know what the M&M stands for on the M&M's candy? Well, one of them was the son of the Mars company's founder, Forrest Mars. It was named, so one of the M's stands for Mars. I'll just read this to you. It's kind of interesting. Forrest Mars, son of the Mars company founder, first spotted the British confectionery Smarties. Smarties, that's an interesting term for them, during the Spanish Civil War, and noticed the candy shell prevented the chocolate from melting. He teamed up with Bruce Murray, M-U-R-R-I-E, who is the son of Hershey Chocolate's president, and the company became Melts in Your Mouth, Not in Your Hand. That was their slogan. And the M stands, one M stands for Mars, and the other M stands for Murray. So Mars and Murray, the two gentlemen that put the candy together. And don't forget, it melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Now, I have put that to a test when I was younger. And in fact, you can get it to melt in your hand if you hold it long enough. But it's kind of messy because the sugar coating gets the color of whatever it is all over your hand. And then once it gets down to the chocolate, that gets all over your hand. Actually, if I recall correctly, I think the candy shell broke when I was doing my experiment. It kind of broke and let the chocolate melt out of it, and that's kind of why it disintegrated. So, okay, you're listening to Glenn Coble. We're on Swap Shop, and we'd love to sell your stuff. Just give us a call at 740-383-9944. Did you know, how far do you think you can hear a whale's heartbeat? I guess it's underwater, and the heart of a large blue whale, I think they're talking about a blue whale, yeah, the heart of a blue whale is around 400 pounds, the heart, and it's approximately the size of a small piano. Holy cow, that's amazing. It is the blue whale is the world's largest animal, has the largest animal heart, and you can hear it for 2 miles underwater. Wow. That would be kind of scary. I'm not sure I'd want to hear a whale's heart. I people do go whale hunting, and they go whale spying with their glasses and their cameras, and they go out in boats, and I've seen them touch the whales. I'm not up for that. I would like to see them from the top deck of a rather large fishing boat that I wouldn't know I was not going to get jumped onto. Excuse me. Do you know what the odds of getting a royal flush are? It's not a real good chance. Straight flush, just a plain straight flush, the odds are 72,192 to 1. That's just a straight flush. But a royal flush, now, if you don't know what a royal flush is, and there are probably two or three people out there that don't know what a royal flush is ace through 10 of the same suit, that's called a royal flush. And the chance of getting a royal flush, not 72,000, it's 649,740 to 1. Holy cow. Almost 650,000 to 1 to get a royal flush. That's, I don't think I've ever gotten a straight, I probably have gotten a straight flush. I don't remember even getting a straight flush, come to think of it. I've gotten a straight, and I've gotten a flush, but I don't think I've ever gotten a straight flush. But I'm sure there are people that have. It's like the hole-in-one. I've never gotten a hole-in-one either. I think the closest I ever came to a hole-in-one, I landed one 6 inches from the hole, but it didn't go in. As a matter of fact, it was offline, so it didn't even have a chance to go in. It was 6 inches to the left, if I recall correctly. All right, we have another caller here. Hello, you're on the air. This is Swap Shop. How can
I
help you?
Yeah. I got a couple carpenter belts.
What is a carpenter belt?
Well, they're leather, made of leather. They got pockets around them. They hold a tape.
Oh, yeah.
A chisel and a hammer and all that.
Yeah, and you have two of them?
$8 a piece for them.
Okay,
$8. And they're pretty nice ones.
Each?
And I heard you talking about the poker on there, like a straight flush and a royal flush. Do you know the top royal flush show of the suits?
I would assume it was spade, but is that...
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, I got lucky.
It goes by the alphabet.
Does it really?
If you go back, spades would be oldest, you know. Then you come back, you got like diamonds.
Huh.
I mean, hearts, diamonds, and clubs.
Huh. I'll be darned.
Okay, what's the odds of four of a kind?
Ooh, have you got that? I do not have that in front of me, but I will try and look that up for you.
Well, I'm asking. I play cards out there with VFW.
Yeah.
About four.
Yeah, I've played. They had one night where we Texas Hold'em, and I went out and played.
Yeah, that's Texas Hold'em. We play.
Yeah, I had a good time. I didn't win, but I had a good time.
They have it on Tuesdays and Saturdays.
Okay, that's good to know. That's a good item to have on Swap Shop.
It starts at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And it's $45. You can get in for $35, but I mean you can get in for $40, but the other $5 is. Later on, you get 20,000 more in chips.
Oh, okay.
So you put 45 in.
Okay.
And then they have bounty chips. You get one of them. Everybody gets one. So when you knock somebody out, you get this bounty chip. It's worth $5.
Oh. So if they go all in and you're the person that had the better hand, then you get that bounty chip, huh?
Right.
Ah.
Right.
Interesting.
So you might not win. You might not place, but you might get 4, 5, 6 bounty chips.
Uh-huh.
So that pays part of it back to you at night.
Oh, okay.
All right. Usually it pays 3 to 4 places, okay,
mm-hmm.
for the number of people, and it's also got a high hand. A high hand is usually around $125 to $150.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that would make a good night.
Well, one night I had 4 queens.
Ah.
I got it made. And before we got to the final table, it goes till you get to the final table, the final rankings of, say, you're paying 4 spots.
Uh-huh.
Say there's 4 people left. Okay, the high hand's over.
Uh-huh.
River's got it. Somebody caught 4 kings.
Oh, my. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will look that up. I might not get it on today, but I will get it on next week if I can't find it. I'm sorry.
You need to come out, Brent, and play.
Don't tell my wife.
Well, it's winter time, and it's fun, and all the people out there.
What night is that at 7 o'clock?
Tuesdays. And Saturday nights.
Tuesdays and Saturdays. All right.
And
I will mention that, and that's a... where?
That's a chain out there on 4, south.
Yeah.
7201, it's called.
7201...
Yeah, you go out, go by...
I know where the helicopter is, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And here's the deal. If you play 5 times, they have a tournament every 3 months.
Ah.
So you qualify when you play 5, then the tournament is bigger. He saves back so much money.
Uh-huh.
So it builds.
Huh. Sounds like fun.
Well, it is fun, and you have a good time. Come out once.
And that's the VFW, right?
Yes.
All right. I will mention that also on Swap Shop, so maybe we can get some more people to come out that way.
Yeah, we get about 30 people out there.
Well, it would be fun to have 50, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when they have the Game Society one, usually, that brings out more people yet.
Ah, cool.
Because everybody loves puppies and dogs.
Yeah, they sure do. We've given away a few here on Swap Shop.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we have. Yep. Not today, but what's your phone number then?
That's so 740-751-751-8025.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I got a Coleman cook stove.
Coleman
like people go camping to cook their breakfast on.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one of them. I'll take, I don't know, $20 for it.
Okay, I got you down.
And I hope you stay on. The thing people's got to get your number.
Oh, that's true, and we understand that. And it's only been on for 5 or 6 weeks, and we knew it would be slow.
I tell people, but a lot of people, you know, you had it in the paper, but a lot of people don't get the paper.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're so used to WMRN, in their brain.
Yeah.
And until we get them switched over to you guys, you know.
Well, it's interesting. We do seem to be getting more and more callers on all of our shows, and we directly attribute that to the fact that the other radio station has pretty much decided to go automated music.
Yeah.
And some people like to hear about Marion County, and that's what we talk about. Yeah,
I like that trivia you guys have on all of you.
Oh,
it's good, but it's good about Marion County. You talk about it.
Yeah, Charlie is so good at that trivia. He's and Scott, they're both excellent at that trivia. I am not.
Yeah. Well, I think also I'll get off the line.
Okay.
I think Scott's getting in love, which I hope he does.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much
Thank
for
you.
Calling. Have a nice day. Bye bye. What a great call. We always love to be patted on the back for our job, but it's nice to hear from people that like what we do. That gentleman, let me go back over what he has offered. He has two of those leather carpenter belts, and once he told me what they were, then I kind of realized it. He wants $8 for those. He wants $20 for a Coleman cook stove, and I'll give you the number, but we got another caller. Hang on for that number. You're on the air. This is Glenn Coble on Swap Shop. You're on the air. This is Glenn Coble at Swap Shop.
Hi, Glenn. I heard you talking about sending an ad in mail.
Yeah.
I just wondered if you could email ads in if you had stuff.
Yeah, you can. You could email them. If you'll go to WWGH's website, there is a place there where you could send it to Scott. And maybe put in parentheses Swap Shop, and he'll get it to me.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I have several things I want to sell.
Okay.
That I'll tell you today.
Okay, excellent.
I've got a metal detector.
Mm-hmm.
For $10.
Ooh, is it a good one?
Well, I think it's made in China. I mean, it picks up stuff. You know.
Okay.
Nothing fancy, but it's only $10.
It's yeah.
Wants to locate metal.
And if it picks up stuff, I've been looking one for one. I may give you a call later.
Okay.
But if it picks it, just, you know, I've heard people buy them and then it never picks stuff up. But if yours is picking stuff up, that's good. All right, go ahead. What else do you have?
I also got an old pickle jar. I don't know how old this is. It's probably 3 or 4 gallon. It's glass.
Huh.
It's got a wooden handle on a metal bale on top and a screw-on lid.
Oh, so it's really old, it sounds like.
Yeah, and...
Handle?
Yeah, wooden handle.
Uh-huh.
I suppose it used to have Heinz pickles in it, but anyways, I want to get $40 for that.
How big did you say it was?
Well, it's about 13 inches high, I think. It's.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's 3 or 4 gallons.
Okay, we'll just put down 3 or 4 gallons.
It's old.
Yep.
And then I also have an old clock, wind-up clock, that's dated 1908. It's a William Gilbert brand, like a mantle clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get 50 for it. It works fine.
Okay. It does work now. Yep. And it's a wind-up, so I assume that you have the key for it.
I do have the key.
Okay.
You know, I've had it for quite a while. When I first got it, I didn't think it worked, but then somebody told me that, hey, that winds up backwards. You know, you'd think you'd go clockwise when you wind it.
Yeah.
But I had to, he said, yeah.
You wind it backwards.
One of them you have to count, turn it backwards to get it to wind.
I'll be darned. And
so
what?
Once it did that, it worked just fine.
You got to be smarter than the clock.
Yeah.
And then what did you say you wanted for that?
50.
Okay.
So. That's all I have
okay.
right now.
What's your phone number?
It's 740
692 9526. Let me read this back to you. You have a metal detector for $10. You have roughly a three or four gallon pickle jar. It's glass and it has a wooden handle and it's definitely old. And you have that for $40. Excuse me. And then you have a clock. It says it's a 1908 William Gilbert clock, mantle clock, and you want $50 for that. That sounds like a really good price.
Yeah.
Your number is 740-692-9526. Did I get that right?
You sure did.
All right. Well, thanks for calling Swap Shop.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Now We broke the seal. We've got some people calling in. If you're interested in calling in your tchotchkes to sell, you just call 9944, and you're listening to Glenn Coble on Swap Shop here on WWGH. Let me go back over what we've gotten so far today. We have two kittens and their mama for sale, or for a giveaway. They're free, and you don't have to take all of them. You can. He started out with four or five of them, and he got down to two. So he will give you, you know, you can get one or all three or two or whatever. One of the kittens is black and white. One of them is black, and the mama is calico. His phone number is 740-244-5174. Then we also have a gentleman called in. He has two leather carpenter belts. You know those belts that they have pockets in them and stuff that you can hold tools and stuff. And each one, he'd like to get $8 for each one of them. He's got two of them. He also has a Coleman cooking stove. You know, the type that you use when you go camping. He only wants $20 for that. He's at 740-751-8025. And he also mentioned that on Tuesdays and Saturdays, the VFW out there on Route 4 has a Texas Hold'em night. I think he said it was $40 or $45 to get in, but he's inviting people to come out there at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Then this last call, a metal detector for $10, a pickle jar, a glass pickle jar with wooden handle and, you know, the really old one. He thinks it's about 3 or 4 gallons for $40. And he also has a mantle clock, a Williams and Gilbert mantle clock. Says it's built in 1908, and he wants $50 for that. His phone number, 740-692-9526. You're listening to Swap Shop with Glenn Coble. I hope you're having fun. I am. It's a lot better than being outside today. And let's see, what else have we got here? I was going to read some other fun facts that I've got, but kind of lost my place in my phone. Here it is. I was trying to look up what the odds of getting four of a kind are, and I haven't found that yet, but we'll keep looking. Do you know that if you drive due south from Detroit, you'll run into Canada? Just a fun fact. I did not realize that. Do you know what a baby puffin is called? Do you know what a puffin is, first of all? A puffin is a kind of an odd-colored bird. It has a reddish beak and kind of looks like it's holding its breath. They're white, basically white and black birds, but they have a very colorful beak. And have a really interesting expression. What is a baby puffin called? This is kind of cute. I also wanted to read this about the puffin. They will carry around 10 fish in their beak at a time. That's why they kind of look overstuffed. But the biggest record haul is a whopping 62 fish in its mouth. I don't know how in the world this little bird can do that. But a baby puffin is called a puffling. P-U-F-F-L-I-N-G. Puffling for a baby puffing. That's kind of cool. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop with Glenn Coble. We've got about 15 more minutes until we go off the air. So if you've got anything that you want to sell, make sure you call 743-883-9944. Let me repeat that. 740-383-9944. Or if you're looking at your phone, the last four digits are WWGH, which is the station that you're listening to. All right. Four times more people speak English as a foreign language than as a native language. You'd think, I guess I see that, especially when you consider there are a lot of people in China that don't speak English. Right there, you're throwing in several billions of people. So I guess I understand that. It is the most widely spoken tongue in the world. 2 billion people learn English as their second language. That's kind of amazing. Only 350 million people speak it natively. Also an interesting fact. If you're aching to get rid of some of that junk you got down in the basement or out in the garage, and now that it's gotten cold, you don't know what to do with it, and you're trying to move it a little over so you can put in another bed for the in-laws that are coming to live with you, give us a call here at Swap Shop. We'll get rid of some of that stuff for you. It's 740-383-9944, and you're listening to Glenn Coble. Hey, I hope you call me. Also, I have a show on Wednesday. It's called A Progressive Life, and I'd love to hear from you on that. Here we have another phone call. Hang on. Hello, caller. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a stereo receiver.
Oh, what?
And they call me
Wait a minute. What type of receiver is that?
A stereo receiver.
Oh, okay.
Just the receiver. So.
Just the receiver.
Yeah.
Okay. And
yeah.
Call yeah. What? And you're looking for one. You got a price range that you're interested in? You know, I'll give you between $5 and $100 for it. Or do you have any idea?
No, I got no idea.
Okay, whatever, just give us a call.
Whatever they want to sell it for, I guess.
All right. What's your number? Your phone number?
740-802-044-0447. Zero.
Okay, let me read this back to you.
All right.
You're looking for a stereo receiver. You don't care about the brand name. Just you want one. I'm sure you want one that works.
yeah.
A stereo receiver, and your number is 740-802-0440. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling Swap Shop.
There should be more people that know about you guys because I found out through the church. Your number. That's how I got it.
Well, I tell you what, that's kind of interesting in itself that you found out through the church.
yeah. And I didn't know. And usually, you know, since they did away with, you know,
Trio,
I didn't know about you guys. So,
well, I'm glad you found us. Tell your friends, okay? That's,
yeah, I will.
That's
I
how we get it out there.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a nice call. I enjoy getting calls that educate us as well as give us stuff to sell or buy. This gentleman, he's looking for a stereo receiver. Boy, I wish he had been around last summer. I sold one in my garage sale. I had a really nice receiver. I'm trying to remember what it was. I can't remember the brand, but I think I got rid of it for like $20. It was pretty cheap. It's hard to find a good receiver that works, and a lot of guys like me who are a little on the older side, I still do have speakers coming out of my ears because I loved audiophile. I really enjoyed it, but this gentleman is looking for a stereo receiver, and his phone number, 740-802-0440. Make sure it works. Don't make him come and pick up something that doesn't work, all right? That's what he's looking for. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. My name's Glenn Coble. We'd love to have your phone call and sell a few tchotchkes. We've got free for anybody that wants kittens, two kittens and a mama kitten. One of the baby kittens is black and white. One is black. The mama is calico. He'll get rid of all of them or individuals, and they're free. 844-544-5174 is his number. All right, we also have two carpenter belts. Those are the leather type that hold the tools and the nails and stuff like that. He's got two of them for sale. He'd like to get $8 on each one. He also has a Coleman cook stove that he'd like to get rid of at $20. And his number, 740-751-8025. He also reminded us that the VFW has a Texas Hold'em game going on Tuesdays and Saturdays at 7 o'clock, and I think the buy-in is $40 or $45, you can get involved. That's that VFW that's out there on Route 4 right by where the helicopter is. Also, we have a person called in, has a metal detector. I keep hearing all these things that I'd like to buy. I just don't get on the phone afterwards because I've got them in my little book and I get home and I forget. But anyway, he has a metal detector. I've been kind of looking for one for $10. Good price on a metal detector. He says it works. He also has a 3 or 4 gallon pickle jar, an old pickle jar, you know, with the wooden handle, and it's an old one, for $40. And he has a mantle clock built in 1908. So it's, what is that? That's a 111-year-old clock, a William Gilbert clock. And I've heard that name before, so it's probably a pretty good one. And it's a mantle clock, and he wants $50 for that. 740-692-9526. And then this last person that just called in, he's looking for a stereo receiver, and his, you know what a stereo receiver is, I think. It's, you plug it into speakers, and it usually has a place where you can plug in a turntable or a tape recorder or auxiliary, and you can, you know, they're in stereo, and you can set the levels you want it into each speaker. I had one, and I tried to run speakers up into my living room from my basement. It was just too confusing for me to run up and down the stairs to do it. But anyway, the gentleman that's looking for the stereo receiver, his phone number, 740-802-0440. He said he heard about us at his church. I love hearing that. Thank you very much, churchgoers. Keep the word going. We will try to keep mentioning it on our radio station. I noticed that Charlie mentions it quite often, and Scott mentions it quite often. We will continue to try to remind you that we have this every Thursday from 12:15, 12:10, something, whenever our weather report is done, we have it on Thursday. Hopefully, as the weather gets better, Thursday will be a good day to announce all your yard sales. You can also call in and announce. We had people calling in and announcing their bazaars. A gentleman today talked about the VFW Hold'em game that they have going on Tuesday and Saturday. You're more than welcome to do that. Unusual, but occasionally we have people calling in looking for things, like the gentleman that just called in looking for a stereo receiver at 740-802-0440. We got about five more minutes that we can take maybe one or two more phone calls if you're so inclined, and we'd love to hear from you here at Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. Hey, don't forget, tune in next Wednesday. I'm going to tell you something that I'm not sure I'm supposed to say on. Well, I guess there's no problem saying it. I will not be here for my show, A Progressive Life, next Wednesday at 12:15. They will probably run a rerun of one of my other shows. I'm having a cataract removed. don't tell anybody. I'm a little bit scared, a little frightened about it. I'm told it's the easiest operation ever to have, and so I'm going to have it done. I have one eye that's it's getting a little hard to see through, and I did pass my eye test when I went to the get my driver's license the last time, but she said, boy, it'd be a good idea if you could see a little bit better next time you come in. So I'm going to see a little bit better the next time I come in. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. If you're interested in sending us stuff, and you can send it to us in the mail now. We just found out that we have a mail address. Here is the mailing address. Send it to WWGH. My mouth is not working. WWGH Swap Shop. 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me read that again to you. It's WWGH Swap Shop, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. We will start to take... You know, you could send it in a letter form. You could send it on a postcard. You could send it in a 3x5. You can send it anyway. It's starting to sound a little bit like a poem, isn't it? Anyway, we would love to hear from you. You can please keep it down to 4 items or less. And also, please don't try to sell items that require a registration, like a car, a boat, a gun. I'm not sure other things that require legal registration, but you kind of understand what we're talking about. Anything else? We would love to have you. Now, that's kind of interesting, and I'm pretty sure I know who that phone call was coming from, but it said Los Angeles, California, and that was my phone, and I will call him back. If he happens to be listening right now, I will call you back. he's running for office, and he's a friend of mine, and I'm going to get back to him shortly. Anyway, he has a Los Angeles, California phone number. Kind of interesting. But that's where he's from. And he moved out here a few years back, but he still has that old phone number. I have a son that lives out in California. Maybe they ought to get together when he heads out that way. Anyway, I don't know where I'm going with all this. You're listening to Swap Shop on WWGH. Glenn Coble's my name. Phone number 7403839944. I'm sorry about that. Let me go over all the items that we have for sale today or giveaway. We got just enough time maybe to get one phone call in. We have 2 free kittens and their mama giveaway free of charge. One of them's black and white, the other's black, and the mama is calico in color. The number is 740-244-5174. We have a couple of carpentry belts, you know, those leather belts that you put tools into, $8 each. He also has a Coleman cook stove at $20. His number is 740-751-8025. We have a gentleman that has a metal detector. He'd like $10 for that. Oh, the carpenter belts, by the way, are $8 each, and the Coleman cook stove is $20. We have a gentleman that has a metal detector, $10. He also has a 3 or 4 gallon pickle jar with the wooden handle, a very old one, $40. He also has a mantle clock built in 1908. It's a William Gilbert mantle clock, $50, 740-692-9526. And we have a gentleman looking for a stereo receiver. And if you have one to sell, call him at 740-802-0449. 0. Well, I hope you had a good day today. We did. Got rid of a few things, and hopefully next week I'll be back Thursday with a patch on one eye. But I'd love to hear from you here at Swap Shop with Glenn Coble. Also, call me or tune in on Wednesday with my Progressive Life show that I run from 12:15 to 1 o'clock on Wednesdays. Have a good day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM. From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy.